Welcome to Yolitics, the home of cold beer and hot takes on Texas politics.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. To you. To you. To you.
Wheeler, you came prepared for this, man. I was just going to tell our listeners thank you for 2 years, but you have, like, papers, and you have four cakes in front of you.
Here's the thing. This is always how I do things. You just don't know this anymore because we've had to be sequestered in our houses for so long, and we're actually together this time. Usually, I do have papers in front of me when we record these on Zoom as I sit there in drawstring pants and a nice shirt.
And that's why you were late to the live shot this morning on WFAA, right?
Let's just set the record straight there. I was perfectly right on time. I went to the wrong studio. It happens.
Our listener can't see this.
It really happened.
But you have, seriously, you have like a stack of papers
here
in front
of you. I have three papers here, in addition to a menu.
And menus and cakes. And I have just a pint of Necessary Evil.
Necessary Evil is what it's called.
Yeah. So we're at Manhattan Project Beer Company. We are in West Dallas. And I'm having the Pilsner.
I can never remember what
I've gotten. Wheeler wanted a fruit beer, and I talked him out of it. Yeah, so he's now having a...
I was going to get a ghost. Is it a ghost? A gosse?
Good. How do you pronounce it? Ghost? A fruited ghost?
That sounded... it didn't sound like my thing.
I think it's like a sour beer.
So I got a Hefeweizen, which is called The Fallout. And the reason that they have these names is that this bar is... or it's a brewery, actually.
Yeah.
Is called the Manhattan Project, and it's in Dallas. And it's fitting that we're here. Do you know why?
Why?
Because we are celebrating our two-year birthday for the Yolitics podcast. And let's be honest... in the beginning, and maybe even during parts in the middle of these 2 years, we weren't sure if maybe this thing was, you know, just a big bomb that we were creating. We didn't know how long it was going to last.
Well
what
played.
We were playing with here.
Well played.
And here we are, 2 years later, so we can laugh at all of those people who doubted.
You need to stop and get a Powerball ticket after this, man. You're on fire. You're on fire. So our listeners will also know, over the last 2 years, we have two characters that you've heard about, but you've never
recurring
actually,
ones, yes.
Recurring characters. You never actually met. One of them, of course, is Mrs. Wheeler.
Yes.
Who?
No, I have actually met her. Oh, you mean... Okay,
you know her, and she's, you know, she's a ghost to me.
She exists.
You don't bring her out and introduce her to anybody.
She doesn't want to be seen in public with me.
But Mrs. Wheeler, as you'll remember from previous episodes, she's the one that goes to buy your beer. So you never know what kind of beer you have in the back of the fridge, and it's usually these fruity beers or these, like, super dark quarters or things like that, and you always blame it on somebody else.
I do want to back up just a second there, because she will take exception when she hears she's the one who buys your beers.
Does she not?
Will not like that statement, because she'll think that that sounds a little bit too much like, what can I get you, dear? I'm going to go buy your beers while you sit there in the recliner. Our household is definitely not set up like that. She just happens to pick them up sometimes because she knows that otherwise I'd be totally unprepared at home and would not have a beer when we shoot one of these.
And so she buys beer for herself probably, and you just happen to drink her beer
is probably what
it is, right?
But I've started buying my own.
Have you really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need to pick it up a little bit. You've been drinking the same thing for like a couple weeks.
Wait until you see the next six that I've got in the hopper.
The next six?
Yes, the next six. It was a whole six pack.
Well, the other character we have on the show...
Who we've never actually had on the show.
We've never had on, but she's in charge of you know, the entire sound of us, the entire sound of this and everything. She just ordered, I think, a vodka here, a Tito's vodka. I'm not sure what that
it's
is.
It's a big glass of it, too.
But is our boss.
Pace yourself.
Carolyn Mungo. So she's actually here, and she didn't realize, I don't know why she wouldn't think that she's going to actually be on the podcast, but she's going to be on the podcast today. How are you, Carolyn?
We're finally going to get your voice on here. We have invoked your name so many times. Actually, not your name, just our boss, we call you.
No name, but...
You're like Bosley.
I do have a name. I was invited to a taping. By the way, never been invited to a taping. Thank you,
sorry,
Michael McArdle, for inviting me to a taping.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Well done, man. Mike's our producer.
All I thought was I was going to arrive. I got a little cake, a little card.
A lot of cake,
and,
actually. There's a lot of cake on this table.
It's all
and
in front of Wheeler.
And then they're saying, put your headphones on and get in front of this mic. So
this is comfortable for you, though, in a way, because you sort of came from this.
I did, but it's been a long time, so... But well, it's like riding a bike or roller skates or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, there's some nasty falls that come with that, though, so I don't know if you want to use that analogy.
Before Carolyn got into in management, she was in journalism, and we just heard a story about even pre-journalism a few moments ago. When you worked backstage at a restaurant, a pie restaurant? I'm bringing it up. Why not? What's she going to do, fire me right here on the episode?
Yes, no, maybe. I don't want to do the podcast alone.
But here's the funny thing. I don't know if she wants to repeat the story, but when she was right out of school and she was turning in these orders, and she would have to speak them into a microphone.
And to the get entire, to the kitchen.
And to the kitchen. And the entire kitchen staff loved her voice so much. They came up to her in mass. It's what it sounded like to me when you told the story.
Well, you know, I went to college to do this thing, and then after college, no one was hiring me, and so I went, as a lot of people do, and go wait tables. But there was a microphone in the back of the kitchen where I had to call in my orders. And one night at the end, a bunch of the cooks came over to me and said, "We have got to tell you, we love your voice."
That's a proud moment.
And I'm like, I'm glad.
That's what you spent all that money.
I'm also crying in my coffee here on the corner because.
So what kind of orders would you say into the mic?
Well,
give us an example.
You know, double burger, hold the fries, you know, two paella modes, you know. I mean, this is not exactly college broadcasting 101.
Oh, my gosh.
Hilarious. And that's how it all started.
That's how it all started, but, so, you know.
And just for the record, she's not having vodka. It is a very tall glass of water and a Vietnamese coffee.
The Vietnamese coffee here is amazing.
It's stronger than the beer, probably.
It's amazing.
Really?
Yes.
Now, she's the one who's going to be on fire here soon.
Yeah, and you know what I want to ask Carolyn, because she gives us feedback constantly, but...
Constantly. He means constantly.
Yeah. The bass is too high, treble's too low, Wheeler's hair's messed up. You know, she always has something.
It's unreal.
But most cringeworthy moment in the last 2 years, Carolyn, because you listen to the episodes all the time.
Do you cringe? Have we made you cringe?
You know, I don't think... I don't think there's been any... Look... At the end of the day, I'm your biggest critic and your biggest fan, you know? I mean, that's my job. What's also my job is making sure that neither one of you get your head so big you can't fit into the building the next morning. So, you know, it's a balance there. But no, there's been so many great episodes that y'all have put on. And honestly, I'd be the first one to tell you, I didn't think this thing was going to work long term, honestly.
It was your idea. It was your
it
idea.
Was your
it
idea.
Was my idea. You know, we love to experiment.
You're just trying to shut us up or what?
Yeah, we love to experiment. We love to innovate. But honestly, I had my doubts as to whether we could sustain this.
Yeah. You know? How long did you give it? Honestly, did you have something in mind like 6 months
days.
And we'll be out?
I'm thinking about 6 months. I knew that, you know, when you guys started and there was a lot of stuff happening on the politics side that it would be easy to continue and sustain for a few months. But after that, it's a lot of work. And I only know the half of it. I know a lot of our listeners probably don't have to understand the work that goes into these things every week. But you've been able to put together, and I'm not blowing smoke, episodes that you learn a lot from, episodes where you're thinking, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people read so much, but so quickly on a variety of different platforms. They see a text or they listen to a 30-second piece of content on a television station. But to be able to dig deep every week, I think that's where we're the greatest, right?
I was going to ask you about that because, I mean, you're a big-time media exec. Now you are. No, don't laugh.
Now, wait a minute.
Yolitik CEO. Yeah,
Yolitik CEO. That's big. No, but I mean, you're a big media manager in a big major market, and we know that journalism has changed a lot over these years, and we know that political news consumption has changed a lot over the years. This is important, what's going on, what we're able to do with this, because we get past that. I mean, a lot of people see it in sound bites and attack ads.
Right.
And we're able to kind of get past that and peel back some layers and see that nuance that goes behind a lot of this stuff that a lot of us just don't ever get.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of podcasts in general. And it's just so captivating if you're in your car or if you're on your walk, which I did a lot of in the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
As a lot of people did. You're not rushed to get in and out. You're not, I've got to get the kids ready, so I got to turn off the TV. Or, you know, I don't have any time to pick up that paper, or I mean, you know, you put those AirPods in.
Yeah.
And the Jasons invade our brains for a while every week.
It's how long are your walks typically? Were they during the pandemic?
Yeah. I walk about 45 minutes to an hour.
Jason's smiling because he knows where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I absolutely am. So I think we mentioned it.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Length?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you go ahead and go.
No,
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. No, I was just curious.
I said it on TV earlier today, and I'll probably get criticized for that, but you go ahead. Yeah.
No,
ahead.
You.
No, I've already done it, man.
All right, so, I know in the beginnings, especially, you were always on us, like, hey, guys, really love the podcast, except there's always that Columbo moment.
Yeah. It's one great. More thing. I like how you did this. Jason, you asked the best question.
Just one more thing before I go.
But it needs to be 18 minutes long and no longer than 18:30.
Because that's my commute.
That's how long it takes me to get in to work. I'm like, Carolyn, I think we hung up. I said, I don't think everyone has an 18-minute commute.
No, they don't. Not anymore.
Hey, it's all about me, right, guys?
So were we able to expand that out and 45 minutes became okay because of the walk? Or?
She listened both ways. She listened coming and going to work.
I will say that when we actually did some work studying the audience a little bit, and we asked them that question, and surprisingly, only less than 1% said that we go too long. 9% said we go too short, and 90% say that we're in that Goldilocks range.
This is why data is so important.
It's
right?
Very important.
Because I'm only one person, and I'm one person's opinion, and I can embrace that. And if the audience is telling you, you know, I'm wrong, I'm all about it. It's all about the audience. Do what they say.
You have to have data if you're going to confront your boss and tell them that something that they've said
clearly
might not be right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're bold on this Friday afternoon here. I need another beer to catch up to you.
I'm going to stop now.
Yeah, great.
The rest of the podcast is all you.
No, it's not me by any means. You have stats over here, but you also have something else, too.
What do I have? I have voicemails printed out.
A few weeks ago, we asked our listeners to give us a shout. And to tell us what you like about Yolitics.
Or don't like
about Yolitics.
Because people don't like some things, too. But all of the messages were very nice.
Yeah.
Glowing messages. We also got some good ideas in there. Which, by the way, on this two-year birthday, a big thanks to everybody who engages with us. We get a lot of this on social media, too, and in emails. And some of the stuff that you send us, we're like, aha, we're stealing that as an idea. We're going to do that on one of these upcoming episodes. So, by all means, keep those coming. On Twitter, I'm at Jason Wheeler TV. You're at Jason Whiteley. And we also have at Yolitics on there. Or you can call our phone line.
The number's 214-977-6020. We need to see if that like equals something cool with letters like 6020.
Easy to remember. Yeah.
977-LOVE or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what it equals.
Or
I don't know where you just sent people there. So, yeah, we have some voicemails.
But let's share a couple here. So the most recent one we got the other day, this is from a listener in the Houston area. And I love that Houston's listening. Everyone involved in the podcast at one point or the other lived in Houston. So let's go ahead and play this one.
Hey, guys. This is Garrett. I am a teacher from the Southwest Houston area. I live in Katy and I teach in Richmond. I just wanted to say thank you for the podcast. I always think that it's very informative and insightful and nonpartisan, which I really appreciate in the climate we are living in right now. Thanks so much, and I hope you guys keep up the podcast for a long time. Thank you.
Garrett, thanks so much for listening, man. We really appreciate it, especially in the Houston area, too.
I really like that, too. I like the nonpartisan part of it because, you know, obviously we have to do that. That's our job, and that's what we strive to do. And we hope that people are able to kind of get, again, the info, because sometimes you'll see people who are, like, really for or really against something, and you ask them why, and they go, well, I don't know. I just know that I'm really for or really against it. And so this helps you to kind of figure out what you're really for and really against and makes the arguments. Who do we have next, Taylor? Who is it?
Mike.
Mike Smith. Let me see where that is on my
Jason,
list.
Jason, this is Mike Smith. I love your podcast. I love the banter between the two of you, and I love the information you provide. Very, very good. I listen to it every week while I'm at the gym, sweating my butt off. Thanks for your time, and keep doing those podcasts. Thanks.
You know what, Mike, I liked is that your gym time is longer than 18 minutes and 30 seconds. So I appreciate that. You're probably super healthy as well, too. And Mike had a good story idea in there as well, which we are going to be looking at in the future. But those were just two of a number of different calls we had from people across the state. That's what's neat, is that these calls came from everywhere in Texas.
You know what interests me, too, is that we got a couple of them from people who used to live in other places. And they say that this has helped them to sort of figure out what this is that they have moved to. Because Texas is its own very unique place. And so we have people who came from California. A lot of people come from California, of course, moving to Texas. And they go, this is like my primer. This is like how I figure out what is going on in this state, because I haven't lived here. And this catches me up and gives me what I need to know.
And I just got word from our producer. We are 16 minutes into this episode right now. So
two more minutes.
We have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to wrap this thing up.
I do want to say this, since we are running out of time here. When I talk about somebody being from California listening to this, I think that's one of the things that blows me away the most, is that when we pull up this map.
Yeah, this is cool.
Because we have a map that, you know, they send us and that tells us where people are listening. It's stunning. Aren't we big in Antigua? Antigua, Barbados. I'm not making that up.
And
we figure it's cruise ships.
Because a lot of them are registered in these Caribbean islands. I presume, unless there are people who just have their feet in the sand who just love listening to Texas politics. Either way, we have India, we have Great Britain.
Belarus.
Are we big in Belarus?
I thought so. I thought I saw that.
Huh.
Italy is big, yeah. Apparently. You know, the only
Canada too. Yeah.
The only continent where we haven't been listened to, at least not that we don't, you know, that we know of, is Antarctica. Although we do have an episode coming up, from Antarctica, kind of.
Close. It's the closest y'all ticks will get to being there.
But Taylor, our producer, says that maybe we don't get credit if there's a listen in Antarctica because it doesn't register as there. It registers, you know, maybe in South America instead.
Wherever the cruise ship is based, or wherever the cell tower, or satellite or cell tower is.
Yeah. So yeah. We're worldwide, Carolyn.
Carolyn's already backing away from the mic. She's done.
She's done. Yeah. She's already.
It must be close to 1830.
Put her running shoes on.
Yeah. Wow.
Here. She didn't know she was getting roasted on this. But for the three-year anniversary, providing Carolyn lets it go that long, who knows after this one, I would like to have Mrs. Wheeler on.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, or at least go beer shopping with Mrs. Wheeler and see, you know, how she picks out your beer.
The only way she... you better stop saying that.
How she picks out beer.
Tell you what.
That you drink.
She is not my beer shopper. She does not do my laundry. I put my own dishes in the dishwasher. I'm just throwing all this out there so that it can be the antidote to what you've said.
Does she listen to
No, she does not.
Well,
she doesn't
listen
to me, and she doesn't watch me, and she
barely
acknowledges me when I'm in the same room.
Yeah, you drink her beer, though, right?
Yes, of course. I'm not going to turn that away. But seriously, Carolyn, thank you for sticking with us for the 2 years here. We're going to have a wild one in this year ahead, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there is just so much content to be had, and this platform is just such a perfect vehicle to educate people in Texas, and there's so much interest about Texas that I just can't wait. I just can't wait, and I just want to congratulate you guys, this entire team, of course the Jasons, Taylor, Michael McArdle, you know, bravo, you guys. We've never really delved into this whole situation when it comes to podcasts, and you've just knocked it out of the park, and so congrats to y'all.
Thank you very much, and our listeners should be thanking Carolyn as well, too, for green-lighting this and for keeping us going when after 6 months we weren't sure if we'd still be doing this.
And for helping us to improve along the way and getting rid of some kind of bad habits here and there.
Hey, are we recording that? Did we just record that part? Okay.
What bad habits were there?
Things. Here's the thing.
Wheeler acknowledging that improvement is sometimes needed.
And it does happen after you get yelled at. But the thing is, in all fairness, I will say Carolyn is very, very balanced. She sends all these very nice comments to Whiteley and all of the criticisms to me. So it's very balanced.
What does she send you? Seriously. I mean, Carolyn's here and you're here. What do you get? I'm going to have to share those with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
she told us about working in the pie restaurant, man. So, yeah, what are these?
Well, you know, I guess next, now that you brought it to her attention before we came on that my questions are too long, I'm going to start, I guarantee you she's going to start sending me something. That one was a little long for my taste. So I'm trying to shorten my questions. Yeah, not as much preamble.
That's what we're looking forward to for year three. So seriously, thank you so much for listening. Carolyn, thank you for being here too.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
And our producer, Michael McArdle, is raising the glass.
Raise your coffee, Carolyn.
Taylor's not having a drink yet because the boss is here. So
no, seriously, everybody, thanks. Yeah. Thanks to you too for keeping this going over these 2 years. Because you know, as magnanimous as Carolyn is, she would have pulled the plug on this thing like 3 days in if y'all hadn't listened. So
that's
it's
important.
The numbers that make it happen, everybody. but thank you for listening. Please subscribe, by the way, because we're going into a busy year, and sometimes we've got to drop extras and drop them early, and they come right to you if you subscribe.
And we'll see you on Tuesday. Take care.